Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Ultimate Fan Experience. I am your host, the Ultimate Fan. And ladies and gentlemen, do I have a surprise for you. The OG himself, Mr. 32, but number one in your hearts. Don't forget that. Mr. Original, Jonathan Wells.
What's up, my man? Always
up,
great
brother?
To see you, man. Appreciate you having me on, boss.
I appreciate you coming on, man. You know, we got a lot of stuff I want to talk about.
Let's do a lot of
past stuff, a lot of present stuff, a lot of future.
Let's do it.
See what this holds for the Ultimate Fan Experience, man. I'm excited to have you on. I know we've talked about it a couple of times.
And yeah.
Our schedules finally collided to make this happen. So
it happened when it was meant to be.
Absolutely. Only when it's meant to be. Well, just to kind of get you started, the inaugural season, your fourth round pick, first on the fourth round pick, you know, what was it like being, like, you were a key part of the Texans coming in? Like, nobody knew what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, no wins, no losses. You're sitting there, everybody that's coming on is like, What's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was totally brand new. We didn't know what to expect. The fans didn't know what to expect. All I knew is that the city of Houston was happy to have football back.
Absolutely.
And the way they showed up, you know, for the first game and, you know, just that really that whole season, man, it was something that I'll never be able to forget.
Right.
Obviously, you know, that Cowboys game is legendary.
Those boys up north, what I call them.
The boys up north.
Yeah, we don't say Dallas around this.
I got you. The boys up north.
Yeah.
I'm used to that, you know, with the team up north.
Yeah, right.
You know
I got
what
you.
Saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean,
we love hate there too, and it's okay, man. It's okay. But, I mean, I still got love for you as far as that goes. I mean, you were with John Cooper, you know, and you know, you got to switch over a little bit, you know, and got a new coach 1 year, and then before you know it, bam, the Houston Texans are drafting you.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. What was draft night like?
Yeah, I mean, my draft experience was different. I wouldn't say it was a great day because, you know, I was expecting to go a little bit earlier, to be honest with you, than the 99th pick.
Right.
So, you know, I had a draft party and the day before.
Oh, okay.
And didn't get drafted.
Oh, okay.
So you can imagine the humble pie that you got to eat when you have a draft party.
Like,
you got media at your house, your whole family, the whole neighborhood, and you don't get your name called.
Right.
So I had to sleep on that, you know, that night. But thank God, man, the next day I was still asleep when I got the call from the Texans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they hit me up, and then you're going to be the first pick of the day with the 99th pick. Talked to Dime Capers, talked to Charlie Cassidy, some other people in the building, and they went on and made it official, man. So, my draft story is a little bit different, but I was happy because I was coming back. Well, I was coming to a place that was close to my home. New Orleans. So I knew that my parents would be right down the street. And I knew that, you know, my family and my friends would be able to get to come see me play if they wanted to.
Right.
And it was a new franchise. I knew I had an opportunity to come in and actually play for a starting job. And that's what I took it as. You know, I had a chip on my shoulder when I came in. And, you know, I came in and worked and gave everything that I had and tried to be the best leader I could be in 2002.
And you got to play with a lot of great guys.
Great guys.
I mean, we talk about the GOAT himself, you know, Andre Johnson. What's that like, you know, getting to see your, you know, your brother, you know, the guy that you fought in the trenches with and stuff like that, finally, you know, Houston finally be recognized to have a great one in the Hall of Fame. How was that experience for you?
Oh, man, got to be honest with you, it was overwhelming. I think it was overwhelming for everybody there. It was overwhelming, definitely overwhelming for Dre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just felt nothing but love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to give a huge shout out to the Texans organization. They sent Dre out, you know, top of the line.
Yeah.
If it was going to be the end, that's how it needed to go. So shout out to, you know, the McNairs, you know, everybody who played a part in putting together his parties and after parties. Everything was amazing, man. There was nothing but love in the building. I got to see some of my Buckeye brothers who came to pay their respects to Dre as well. So, you know, the weekend was just phenomenal for me, man. I got to go to Coach Tress's house. And, you know, to see him, to see Dre with his family, partying, dancing with his mother.
Yeah.
It was just something, man. I'll cherish it for forever, man. I got so much footage from that night. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it was a cool moment for me to, like, look to my right and to see all you guys there in your red shirts and the legends there and the guys that played with Dre and stuff. And,
well, listen, I'll
I mean,
say
it
this.
Was a reunion, wasn't it?
I don't think Canton has ever
they
seen
ready for
or will see another celebration like H-Town brought up there.
Absolutely.
Like, we represented from the former players, from guys like yourself, the super fans that's been there from day one.
Right.
Man, we represented. H-Town represented in Canton. I don't think they ever ever going to see that again.
Yeah, they definitely weren't ready for us coming. I mean, they even tried to stop us with the rain, but we didn't let that stop. They kept on telling us, well, we think we might cancel the enshrinement. I mean, you would have had fans out there revolting.
It wasn't
like,
happening.
We were about to bust that place down.
Yeah, we was going to wait it out.
Yeah, and we did too. And
as soon as he get on the stage, the sun come out
and the heat and everything like that. You know, and just like he said, man, I'm having one hell of a time. And we all were having one hell of a time with him, man. So.
It's great, man. I mean, you know, like I said, even before Dre, I got to play with Jamie Sharper. I got to play with Aaron Glenn. I got to play with Gary Walker. I got to play with Corey Brapper. All, man, you know, just so many great guys that were great leaders on that team. And those two, man, we didn't know what we were going to be on offense. You got to remember, we had six or seven guys starting that were rookies on offense.
Right.
That's unheard of, you know, for that first year. So we went out there, gave our best effort, man. And we won four games. Could have easily won six or seven games that first year. You know, we were right there. So, you know, I think we played really competitive football, and we came out, and I was proud of the effort that we gave our first year of the franchise history.
Like most of the fans said, it was all that mattered about game one. Win game one, and that's all that mattered. Like,
so we won the Super Bowl that
exactly.
night.
Exactly. You know, but the Governor's Trophy Cup was, you know, a really nice start to a season for the Texans coming out there and everything. What did you think about, like, you know, because it was all new, like uniforms and players, I know they sit there and they dream when they're a kid to like have like, oh, I want to wear a Packers jersey or I want to do this. Like you didn't, that wasn't something you could actually think about because we weren't there, you know, and it's not like you were going to throw an old Oilers jersey on or anything like that. But, you know, you have a new uniform, a new team, new coach, new owner. I mean, it's, you know, you're like new to the city and you're just automatic legend because you're one of the first.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think it was amazing, man. Everything was top of the line. I mean, we had the best facility at that time. You know, we had the first retractable roof, you know. Like, everything was top of the line. You know what I'm saying? We had nothing to complain about. You get to land in a city like Houston to play football.
H-Town.
This
is
H-Town number one. So you can only imagine what was going on.
It's always
off
been
the
a football
field,
city, yeah.
Off the field, what was going on, you know, in the streets and having fun and partying and all that good stuff that come along with being a player. I mean, I think we had an amazing time, and I couldn't script it any better. It was amazing to come to Houston.
And I can't really
and be
say
a part
about
of it.
The food and stuff like that, because I mean, you're a Louisiana boy, so I mean, you got that food down already.
Houston, right there with the food. We got enough people from you know, we got a nice mixture of Louisiana and Houston together.
That melting pot. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how did the city embrace you? Like, when, you know, somebody new and they don't know where you're coming from, stuff like that. But how were you taken in Houston? Like, you're like,
nothing but love.
That's great.
Nothing but love. Yeah. I mean, that first year, bro, I don't know about everybody else, but I didn't pay for food.
Right.
I was able to go to restaurants. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody knew who you were.
Like, we was the guys.
Right.
Like, we were literally the guys in the town. Like, and I know it was a bunch of us that got treated like that. So, I don't think that. Like I said, you couldn't script it any better because nobody had expectations.
Exactly.
They were just happy to have football, and they loved us just because we were here. And like I said, I think we did a good job of going out there and competing.
Right. And then there's not really a difference either because, I mean, you played high school ball in Louisiana. So, I mean, but going up and playing Ohio in the horseshoe and the cold element and stuff like that, it's definitely, I'm sure it's nice to come back in the warm element and play again, right?
Nah, I love the cold.
Oh, really?
Now, mind you, I had never seen snow before in my life before I went to Ohio State. But for some reason, just watching it on TV, you know, watching Eddie George, watching Michael Wiley, and seeing them snow games when it's all white out there, they playing Illinois, Chicago, or wherever, you know what I mean?
Wind blow through that horseshoe.
I wanted to go play in that. You know what I mean? So that's part of the reason that I went to Ohio State, because I wanted to get a different a change of scenery, to be quite honest with you.
Man, I got this little game for you. It's called a little walk down memory lane, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to shoot a name at you. You just tell me what pops in your head first, all right?
Let's do it.
All right. David Carr.
Great teammate, great individual, hard worker. You know, he got punished back there that first year.
Takes a lot of hits.
Took a lot of hits, you know. So did I.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So everybody worried about Carr. Yeah, we got punished too, but it's okay.
Jonathan Wells is running the ball. You know, ladies and gentlemen, he's got to have a hole.
Nah, David's a great dude, great teammate.
All right. Aaron Glenn.
Love him. OG, triple OG.
Yeah.
Cool as a fan.
Yeah.
I'm talking about one of the best cornerbacks I ever got the chance to play with. I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really – I pretty much know what this is going to be, but Andre Johnson.
Oh, man, young GOAT. I knew it from the day that I saw him. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. His rookie year, I wasn't even playing offense. I was out of the offense that year.
Yeah.
And I just saw, you know, that he had what it takes to be what he became. And, you know, any chance I got to instill some confidence in him, I'm definitely going to do that because I'm always about the team first.
Yeah. I was going to say brother. That's because that's what every time I kept on mentioning his name, you were like, that dude's my brother.
Yeah, man. Well, that was understood. Don't need to be explained.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gary Walker.
Oh, crazy as hell. G-Funk, OG. Yeah, that's my guy. That's my boy, Gary Walker, man. Hell of a defensive lineman. First Pro Bowler for the Texans.
Right.
Yeah, real triple OG. Shout out to G-Funk.
Right. Seth Payne.
Same thing. Tough as hell. Hated running against him, going up that middle, trying to run that football against them two killers.
But he's a big dude.
Yeah, Seth is huge back then. He's lost that weight, but great teammate as well.
Right. Billy Miller.
First touchdown in Texas history.
Absolutely.
Set it off in there.
Set it off. Take that, boys, up north.
Yeah, so he set it off against them Cowboys, but Billy was a good tight end as well.
Right. Here's one of my favorites, man, right here. Chester Pitts.
Man, my guy. just even keel.
Yeah.
Been the same dude for the last 20 years. Never changed up. Always giving me great advice off the field.
Right.
Love him. My brother for life.
Dominic Davis.
Love him. Love him. Double D. Yeah.
Right.
I honestly, I need Double D in the Ring of Honor, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The dude came out, and like I said, he was a prime example of somebody who got an opportunity and ran with it.
Right.
You know, they didn't bring him in to start and do all of that. They brought in Stacey Mack for that.
Right.
But Double D played his role, got an opportunity, and took that thing and ran with it. So I always salute Double D. You already know. It's big love. RBs.
Right. Dante Robinson.
Gangster. Yeah. Triple OG on the corner.
Right.
Small as hell. Right. Tough as nails. But you know him.
He's that guy.
Yeah, he the guy. If he catch you slipping, he gonna knock your head off.
He gonna hurt you.
Hurt you. Yeah, real gangster. I love him.
All right. I got one more for you. Jamie Sharper.
Love him.
Yeah.
Love him. Saw Sharp at the Hall of Fame for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Love him.
I saw him in the corner over there.
Straight OG. Yeah. Many great memories, many great nights on the field and off the field with Jamie Sharp, but that is no doubt about it.
All right. So let's move into a little bit of questionnaire kind of thing. So your favorite memory of an opposing stadium? Like not in H-Town, but an awesome moment for you in another stadium.
Is it good or bad? A good or bad experience?
Well, you know what? I
like it when I go to Rowdy Stadium. Yeah. So, you know, like my first time going to Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
That was something to behold.
They didn't show you no love.
You're looking at big Stroud, big Henderson.
Yeah.
You know,
it wasn't pretty, is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, you had to be different to run up in there. So Jacksonville was special when I went there for the first time. That was a hell of an environment.
Oh, I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
Toughest defender you faced during your time in the NFL?
In the NFL, I always go with Keith Bullock.
Okay.
Keith Bullock, a hell of a linebacker for the Tennessee Titans, dog. Yeah. Brought that hat.
Hard hitter.
Listen, when you play them Titans, you better have your big boy pads on.
Right.
It's real violent out there. So, you know, yeah, Keith Bullock. I like Keith Bullock as a linebacker. He was a dog.
All right. Let's do this. Favorite Houston restaurant?
Wow.
Or your little food spot that you got.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been on Papa Do's since I got here. I'm gonna keep it real, you know.
That's my wife's favorite place.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep
too,
it real
man.
General, you know what I mean? I'm going with Papa Do's. We used to go to that spot every day after practice. We was 15, 20 of us
and
every
I'm
day.
Sure they took care of you guys all too.
Course.
I mean, you right from the stadium.
Set it off.
Like, yeah.
Set it off.
We coming in our gear all sweaty up in there.
Now we take showers. Now we ain't coming in there sweaty. Now we be fresh at all times. Don't
right?
trip. Yeah.
Let's see. The most underrated player. The inaugural season for the Texans, the most underrated.
Oh, boy, that is a great question. Jeez. Corey Bradford?
Okay.
Thanks, CB was our big play guy at the wide receiver position.
He wasn't expected to.
Yeah, and like I said, he wasn't expected to, you know what I'm saying? But CB made a lot of big plays out there. And, you know, CB, one of my favorite guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Best advice you received from a coach?
Best advice I received from a coach, probably Jim Tressel. Keep your shoulders square. When your shoulders are square, when you're running the ball, you're unstoppable.
That's an Ohio thing for some reason. I remember hearing that when I was playing ball too. Square up your shoulders, boy.
He brought that home for me. So Coach Tressel, keeping my shoulders square my senior year, so I was able to go out and get over 1,300. So I say Coach Tressel gave me some game.
Mm-hmm. Biggest surprise about life after football.
Ah, boy, biggest surprise. Man, nothing's as big as that NFL brand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you do after the NFL. Ain't nothing going to – it's going to be hard to match it. And I tried. I did music. So, I figured if I couldn't do it – if I didn't make the NFL like I wanted, I figured I could do it in music.
Right.
But it's not the same as scoring touchdowns. It's not the same as running out of that tunnel. It's just – you're just not going to be able to duplicate it. I'm sorry.
This is a question right off the bat now, because now you said music. So what was it what you wanted to do with music? I mean,
no, like, I owned a record label.
Okay.
When I left Houston, I owned a record label.
Ladies and gentlemen, something you all probably didn't know.
No, I owned a record label. I moved to Atlanta.
Okay.
And honestly, we got a deal. Malaj, It Ain't Tricking If You Got It. I signed them to Sony Jive in 2009, 2010. So 2-3 years out the league, we signed a multi-million-dollar deal with Sony Jive. Didn't end how we wanted to, but to say that I knew nothing about music and get out of there and sign a deal like that, have a top 10 record in the country.
Okay. If you didn't know that, can't ladies and gentlemen, you heard it.
It ain't tricking if
first.
You got it. Yeah, that's facts.
That's facts. There you go.
Yeah.
One thing you miss about playing in the NFL. What's the biggest thing that you miss?
The camaraderie. And then 1A, that's 1A. Then 1B would be the chicks.
Facts right
there. You know what I'm saying? The checks, love from the fans.
But I've heard that, a lot of players that I've talked to, that's the biggest thing they miss. And I mean, even Andre mentioned it in his talk, like that's what you miss. You miss the camaraderie, the late night rides, the conversations.
So many legendary nights that people don't see, riding back on planes, gambling, like, you know, we really be outside, man.
Yeah.
You know, like that, the homies, like, it's a real brothership, a real brotherhood.
Yeah. One thing that you could go back and do that you didn't accomplish in the NFL.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Well, if I could go back, I would never fire my agent, Joel Siegel. I would leave that man alone, and my career would have been totally different and way longer. I should have left that man alone, let him do what he was doing, but my ego and pride got in the way. Yeah.
Well, man, these questions fired off, man. I learned a little bit more about you than I realized, man. That's really cool, man.
Hey, I don't talk much. I'd be chilling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Best uniform you like, the new uniforms. What's your uniform this year? Out of all four.
Oh, you know,
uniforms.
I'm always going battle red.
Yeah.
The helmet is just fire. yeah, the helmet's stupid.
I mean,
I'm always going battle red. Even back then, we had an extra burst in our step when we wore that red.
Yeah.
Just something special about the red
uniform. I mean,
the ketchup
bottle was something to play. You know, and one of the things that I was asked when they were bringing the new uniforms in, they're like, what do you want to see? And I was like, bring back the ketchup bottle, man. Because, I mean, it was just, for me, seeing that red on there, it's like.
Oh, you're talking about the red on red?
Yeah, red on red.
Oh, wow. I didn't get a chance to wear
that.
Oh,
you didn't get the red on red?
We barely had red jerseys. Yeah. Yeah, no.
They're lucky they were putting jerseys on us with numbers on it, right?
Yeah, we ain't had no red on red. No, I missed that era.
I have all this energy as far as this goes. And I know you're an energy guy, but these fans, your interaction with the fans, at least, like, from my take of it anyways, man, I always enjoy seeing you at the stadium. I always enjoy seeing you any chance I get to, you know, coming around, like seeing you in Canton, stuff like that. Like, do you have a great fan interaction that you remember? You're like, man, dude, these fans were lit when you were playing. Like,
I mean, that was pretty much everywhere we went. You know what I mean? The fans in Houston are great, especially when you're playing winning football. Like I said, at that time, the record technically didn't matter.
Right.
But now, you know, there's a lot more expectation, a lot more pressure going on.
Right.
But back then, man, we just, you know, the fans were everything. You know, obviously, we didn't get the tailgate and do all of that type of stuff
because
we were playing.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, as a guy who was an ambassador for the last 2 years, I got to interact more with the fans.
Right.
So since I've been back, seeing guys like yourself who I've been knowing for 20-plus years.
Right.
You know, Debbie.
Yeah.
Debbie the Texan.
Yes.
You know, friends I've been knowing since 2002. You know what I mean? So just being able to interact, you know, sign autographs, take pictures, hear people still appreciate your game, still appreciate what you brought to the table for the organization.
Yeah,
all that stuff matters to us. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we like to hear it. Who doesn't?
Right. So it was like there were a guy that, like, when you went up, like, you had to, like, hey, man, after the game, I got to see one of my boys. Even though, like, you didn't play on the same team, but he was just that guy that every time you see him out of there, because maybe he was one of your, you know, guys you played with in college or something like that, you're like, oh, I always got to go, you know, trade jersey with whoever,
Unfortunately, back then, we weren't smart enough to trade jerseys on the field. That's a new thing. I'm so mad about that because, you know, obviously when I played Eddie George, when he was at Tennessee and I was starting here in Houston, that was a monumental moment for me that I didn't get. You know, Eddie's the reason I went to Ohio State, you know, 100%. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that, guys like Mike Doss, you know, my Buckeye brother, national champion from Ohio State, you know, seeing him when he was playing for the Colts. You know, anytime we run across Buckeyes, it's always great. Or guys that I grew up with, the Ed Reeds of the world.
Yeah.
You know, we play playground together, stuff like that. So anytime you see guys that you grew up with, man, we all cheer for each other. It's one big brotherhood. It's a lot of competition, a lot of ego. But at the end of the day, you know, we all pretty much love each other.
Right. How do you think, like, the Texans fans experience has evolved through since you've been gone or whatever? How do you feel like the fan experience and things like that the Texans have done has brought the fans closer to the players and like had them interact more?
Yeah. I think everything in the organization is headed in the right direction. I think they're working on some things still. The fan experience, I think, has been great. You know, I've been able to go on the field after every game and do the post-game experience. I've been able to have some great experiences down there with the fans. So,
yeah.
Obviously, I was doing autograph signings before every game the last two years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to really, you know, get out there and be with the people, which is something that I wanted to do. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah. So seeing the guys, the run game, the guys on the field, the Cam Akers, the, you know, DP, you know, still got that truck stick, man. I missed that last year, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, him learning or whatever. But
yeah,
these young cats coming up that you see, what are you liking about them?
I'm excited about the run game. You know, obviously I've been a Damian Pierce fan since he got here. I know he battled some injuries last year. I know he's looking to have a breakthrough year and get back to the form he was in as a rookie. Looking forward to that. I think Mixon is a great add-on. I think he's going to bring something to the offense that we've been needing as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be backs by committee.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about it. So, you know, those guys have to find their moments.
Right.
It's hard to get in a rhythm like that. You know what I mean? You know, I like to, you know, have 20, 25 carries myself if I could. But when you got to go backs by committee, you got to make instantaneous results when you get in the game.
Right.
You know, you got to have an impact. So I know those guys will do their part. And with CJ throwing the ball, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to run the football.
Oh, and speaking of C.J. Stroud, I mean, O.H. boy.
Yeah, you already know.
I do know because, I did watch him in college. I mean, that was, you know, one of the biggest rivalries, you know, is the Michigan Ohio State game. And to watch him play and to watch the things that he did in college was amazing. And to carry that over into, you know, into the NFL and just watch him flourish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, what can't he do right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, first of all, I was happy when they drafted him.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I was pulling for us to draft him. And when they made the move, I really couldn't believe it. I was kind of in shock, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he got here, man. He's been strictly about business.
Yeah.
He's not active off the field too much, which is a great thing.
Absolutely.
You know, he's always, every time I see him or hear about him, he's taking care of business and he's somewhere working.
Yes.
Or learning or getting some mentorship from great guys. So everything that I see from afar is amazing. And I expect him to continue to get better. He has the right head coach. He has the right leadership.
Yes.
And he's at the right organization at the right time.
Yeah.
So I hope I continue to see him shine, elevate, get better, and become a better leader every day and lead the Texans to a Super Bowl.
Right. That receiving core team, like right now, I mean, it's stacked.
Strong.
I mean, it's
strong.
Stacked. I mean, what I'm afraid of is that, man, you know, it's just like any good team. You can't keep everybody.
Yeah, you can't keep everybody.
But the guys that are there, like, I'm sitting there going, man, we're going to have to play against a few of these guys that aren't going to make it, you know. And so, I mean, it's – as a fan aspect of it, like, to see what's going to happen this year, man, you know, everybody's, like, asking me what my prediction is, right?
And I don't make predictions.
Right. But what is your message to the Texans fan base moving into this new era?
My message to the Texans fan base is move – your tailgates up 1 hour and at 11 a.m. head your ass into the stadium.
Get in the stadium, right?
Yeah. We need the stadium full this year.
Absolutely.
11 o'clock, man, the tailgate is over. We need all that energy. We need all that fresh energy and all that y'all have. Bring that in the stadium a little bit earlier so y'all can be in there for kickoff and you can give these guys the type of energy they need for the full football game instead of straggling in there, you know, halfway through the first quarter, second quarter.
Yeah.
We just not getting full. Man, get in the stadium.
Get your trail burger, whatever you got to do.
And get in the stadium. That's my message. And bring it.
Yeah.
This should be the best. This should be the most feared place, just like that Cleveland Browns game.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Yes. We need that every single week.
I agree, man. I agree 100% as far as that goes. And I like the fact they actually, all I heard was a big blast at the game this past weekend. And I was like, yeah. I'm guessing that was like, hey, shotgun's gone off. Let's get in the stadium kind of thing. So,
yeah.
But, Jonathan, man, I appreciate you coming on to the Ultimate Fan Experience, dude, man. Nothing but love for you, man.
Appreciate
and everything in the future. Just be blessed, my brother.
Thank you, boss. Thank appreciate you,
man.
You, bro.
You're with the Ultimate Fan Experience. We'll see you next week.